Okay, I know that the program had said roofing this to 92 to 2007, but I've updated it since then to 2009. This is an APHA requirement. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics found the just early data that led me to this study. Construction's leading cause of death, especially falls from roofs, scaffolds, and ladders. And this study is looking at roofing deaths. Used the Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries, CFOI, data for 1992 to 2009, both using the industrial codes for roofing, and also did a search for a roofer. Results. From 92 to 2009, a total of 1,505 roofing deaths were identified, an average of 84 per year. This includes 533 residential and 967 non-residential. Now, I'm including apartment buildings and condos in non-residential. The reason for that is, especially for roofing, most residential houses and that have sloped roofs, whereas apartments and condos tend to have flat roofs like non-commercial, like commercial buildings. And this also is more along the line of what OSHA defines residential construction as. Main occupations were roofers, construction laborers, and supervisors. One of the things here, as we'll see, is that you're often dealing in roofing with small, very small contractors with fewer than 10 employees, so often supervisors are very active in a lot of the work. From 92 to 99 and comparing to 2000 to 2009, that number of workers over age 45 increased by 20%. So we're seeing a lot more older workers. Just over a third involved wage workers with 10 or fewer employees, as I mentioned. One-fifth self-employed workers. This is similar to the data that Sue Donwood had reported. Percentage of Hispanic workers nearly doubled over this time period. We can see by year, non-residential and residential. The non-residential varied a lot, but on the average stayed around 50, 60 deaths per year, whereas you can see a major increase in the residential constructions with time. What are the causes? Falls. One of the major cause, especially roof edge, ladders, scaffolds. Note that there is differences between the residential and non-residential. I mean, the skylight openings are sort of obvious since most residential buildings don't have skylights. Ladders, you see a lot more in residential, comparatively speaking, because of a larger use of ladders in roofing, in residential roofing. And again, falls from scaffolds are up in residential. Other causes, overhead power lines, particularly in residential, you see because there's so many residential buildings with power lines right around them. So electrocutions, collapses, especially ladders, and those was that they're due to not being secured properly is one of the major reasons, both at top and bottom. And one of the real problems is ladders being used when other methods of access should be used. Some details overhead power lines contacts with ladders, especially carrying ladders. One person carrying a ladder is going to be more upright. And then cranes, gutters, and other objects, metal objects that people are holding or carrying. Ladder collapses, as I said, where the ladder top wasn't secured. Other causes, quite a number of deaths from heat stroke, homicides, struck by falling objects, and others. Discussion. Hispanic workers account for 40% of roofing deaths, and for 2003 to 2005, the overall construction was about 40% Hispanic. The high percentage of overhead power line, the greater use of extension ladders, carrying conductive objects, and the large number of overhead power lines. Ladder collapses, as I mentioned, set up problems, and with residential fall edge, roof fall edges related to the lack of fall protection, the small roof size, so you're closer to the edge a lot of the time, and sloped roofs. Prevention, a written fall protection program. Unfortunately, especially in a residential, this tends to be not to be done. Using guardrails, safety nets, or personal fall protection system. For many years, the residential construction was exempt from the subpart M on fall protection. Just recently, OSHA has removed that exemption, and now residential contractors have to follow subpart M. And that's going to cause major changes. Roof openings should be adequately secured and labeled, or a guardrail system. Ladders, one of the things is ladders are being used when other methods of access, including aerial lifts, etc., should be used. In England in particular, we're seeing that's a major thrust going on. And it's starting in this country, but it's not yet very prevalent. Electrocution prevention. Inspection for presence of overhead power lines. If possible, having them de-energized, but that's often very difficult. Ensure that you don't get closer to 10 feet to overhead power lines. And use only non-conductive plastic ladders. A lot of people think wooden ladders are non-conductive, but they aren't. So, further, and this presentation will be up on LTOSH, our electronic library construction safety and health website. So, that's it.
Okay, any questions for Mike?